artist class is yielding to the nouveau riche hipster. That's musician Amy Spies talking about her adopted hometown of East Nashville in Tennessee. It's not an unfamiliar story to music fans and folks who live in the great American music cities when artists' communities give way to fast, new, high-money development. Amy wrote that line in a New York Times op-ed last month entitled, "A Singer-Songwriter Just Trying to Make Do." Amy Spies is dealing with being a working-class musician, an occupation already made hard by streaming internet, YouTube, and the onset of the digital age that makes it hard for artists to make real money. And now, quick urban development in her hometown has made it hard to buy property, hard to get by, harder than it has ever been for the artist. Amy Spies joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
What's your story of the working musician now in the changing economy?
Well, it's, you know, the major labels started breaking down a bunch of years ago. So it made a lot of us who were not going to be on the sort of major label path. We're the journey people of the working class. And so we have to make our way by finding independent labels. We find independent booking agents, or we book our own tours and shows. We have to find our niche audiences. And the internet has really given rise to our ability to do that, whether I'm a folk artist. There's Americana artists, there's bluegrass artists, indie rock artists who are finding their own little niche audiences through internet radio. So it's been an amazing boom for a lot of music to come through that might not have had the financial support in the old days of the major label system.
You make most of your money on the road in the bars and clubs that you play. What's it like?
To be perfectly frank, we're not making money on record sales. Almost nobody is. Nobody, I mean, Taylor Swift might be the only one who's doing it. Even major artists aren't making the sales that they were making, you know, 5-10 years ago. So those of us sort of in the, you know, in the middle class ranks, a record that we make is really almost like a business card. You know, we are selling them, but the, you know, the margins are smaller and smaller. So we're making our living from live shows.
So ticket sales and the merch table, more important than ever. It used to be the reverse. It used to be that the tour supported the album, and now it's the other way around.
Yeah, and there's not much, you know, it used to be that labels gave tour support. So they would give money for artists to pay for gas, to pay for musicians, to buy the rental van. That's not happening anymore, even in, and I'm on an independent label. And so I do have some support in terms of being able to make my record. But once I'm out there, it's all on me.
Trucks are starting to run. The air's warm, but I'm freezing, and I never needed no one. Just come pick me up.
Music, especially for the person starting out, has always been for the hungry person, the driven artist, somebody who wants to express their art and might be willing to go to any length to do it. Now that it's even more difficult economically, is it more of a self-selected group now? I mean, is the barrier to entry, if you had a kid coming up, an 18-year-old musician, would you say, gosh, you know, it was hard to make a living before, now I don't know?
No, I think what's interesting is more people are getting into it because there's so many ways of getting heard thanks to the internet. So there's it used to be there was a gatekeeper, and that was the major label. You couldn't make a record. You couldn't find a producer. You couldn't get into a studio. Now there's a studio behind everybody's house in Nashville, Tennessee. So anybody can make a record. Anybody can throw a record up on the internet. Anybody can get their single to iTunes. What happens is it starts to fall off about year 2, 3, 4 when people realize it's going to be a long slog for the most part in order to make a living from it. So I've been doing this for 15 years, and it's always been a hard slog, but I make a living. I don't make a huge living. I make enough to pay my expenses and a little bit more. But a lot of people that I started out with left 10 years ago to have families, to, you know, to buy a big house, to get a 401k plan, things that I don't have.
All right. Well, let's help each other out here a little bit. Enough talk about the economy of music. Let's hear some actual music. You're going to play a song for us.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song that's not anything about money, nothing about the economy. It's actually about love and heartbreak, which is kind of what I specialize in. It's from my new record. The song is called Better Than This.
Great. Here's Amy Spies.
I swore I wouldn't call, but you said you might stop. So now I'm staring at the wall, trying not to care, trying to fill the time. I cleared you out some space, but you never quite unpacked. There's no way to know if you're running off or if you're coming back. I can do better than a half kiss. I can do better than a near miss. I can do
Amy Spies' latest album is called That Kind of Girl. It's available on iTunes and Amazon, and especially at your local independent record store. You can also find it at Amy Spies' website. That's amyspies.com, like peace, with an S on the front of it. And you can hear this entire song at our website at thetakeaway.org.
It's like you hedged your bet. You gotta play your hand. Sit it out.